Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
There's always the most important stories on Mumsnet. And I say that in a very flippant manner. Because I'm going to read out this dilemma on Mumsnet. And it's certainly going to get a conversation going. A man I work with has made a very significant play for me recently. I wasn't sure if it was my imagination, as we are friends, so we talk to each other a lot in work. But I still tried to distance myself. He was pretty determined though, and as soon as I backed away, he essentially has asked me out and said he has feelings towards me. I said right away that I'm not interested in him. It's just a platonic relationship, and I've avoided him ever since. He took it well, I think, and he's backed off. I haven't told my husband yet, though, because I don't want him to think or worry. I'm happy with, the way I handled it. I'm fairly sure the matter is now over, but I just wanted my husband to know that I was upset and feel a bit weird about the whole thing and feel uncomfortable about this situation. Because even though it's done and dusted in my eyes, plus I still have to work with the guy. If the majority say I should tell him, I will. I love my husband very much, and I think he has a right to know. But should I tell him? Will it upset things? Now, it's a very simple message, isn't it? So here's the situation. Look, flirting happens in the workplace quite a lot, doesn't it? I've never seen it happen here in Classic Hits 4FM, but it does happen a lot in the workplace. You know, when you've got a lot of people together, men and women working in the one place, there's bound to be a bit of romance every now and again. You know, and if a guy comes on to a girl and didn't, well, maybe he did realise she was married, I don't know. Should she go home and tell her husband, listen, John in accounts today, you know, he was out and he was asking me out to dinner. He thinks I'm a good looking and he says he has feelings for me. I mean, I don't think the husband's going to be too pleased about it, but how and ever should she tell him? Some people believe that honesty is the best policy, and I probably agree, and the couple should not have any secrets. However, others would say it could make him paranoid and worried every day when she goes to work, and what he doesn't know won't hurt him. So, here's a simple question. To a very simple dilemma. Should she tell her husband that John on accounts is at the making a play for her? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text. Would you tell your husband, or your wife, if it was a female that came on to you, would you tell your husband or wife that somebody, you know, was having a go at you? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. And for some words of wisdom on this matter, we need to go to the expert. Frank.
How are you, Niall?
You're the expert in these fields in relationships.
Niall, what I wouldn't give for someone to flirt with me. No, serious, Niall. The only one that flirts with me is little Roxy, me dog.
Right.
Now, what is wrong with the women of this country, Niall?
I don't know.
What is wrong with them? I'll tell you what's wrong with this one, Niall. She's just a drama queen.
It's a bit dramatic, all right, isn't it?
Ah, she's one of these now. She's going to go home now. Poor old Johnny in accounts is going to be in awful trouble, right?
Yeah.
He's probably going to shit. The husband will make a big two-on-one about it.
Yeah.
Poor little Johnny in accounts now will probably lose his job and all.
Yeah. By the way, I just made up the Johnny in accounts part, by the way. Did you?
Well, let's just keep the Johnny, right? Let's just keep the little Johnny, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, what is bleeding wrong with them, Niall?
Yeah.
I mean, God be with the day, Niall, in the 80s and all, in the 90s. How are you up to? Couple of years ago, now you could give them a slap on the arse and all.
But I'm not suggesting you go around slapping female co-workers on the arse.
No, but what I mean is, Noel, like, when I was growing up, right, Noel, look, without sounding too like...
Yeah, well, now, Frankie, you're close to my age. When you were growing up, it was a long time ago.
No, but listen, Noel, right, you dropped the... You had a bit of laugh with them, you dropped the owl hand, right?
What?
No, listen...
No, well, hang on now. You give him a slap on the bottom?
Yeah, and you kind of, you know, a little field. He loved that, no? He used to love that.
They didn't love it.
He did love that. And you were hoping when you did drop
it. Now, you're sounding like a dinosaur now, Frank.
No, but I mean, look at Noel. Now you can't.
Now you're sounding like a dinosaur.
Noel, we told you before, you can't even look at a girl now.
Okay, I'm with you on the looking at. I'm with you with the flirting part, that maybe, you know, she's being a bit dramatic over it. But now, you can't be going back to the 60s and 70s where it was all right for a bloke to slap a girl on the bottom. Or vice versa, if the case may be.
This wasn't that long ago now. Seriously.
Do you think it's all right to do that?
in a nice kind of way, Noel.
What, a little tap on the bottom?
A little tap and say, get up there now with that, you little cracker, you.
Hold on, Helena is screaming in my ear here. Hang on, I have to let Helena. Oh, yeah, no, you're in trouble now. Helena, speak up for the women of Ireland here, will you?
Is he having a laugh? It's okay.
I hope he is.
Smack her on the bottom just because you think she wants it.
Helena, come on, you love it.
We don't love it. Don't touch my bottom.
You do love it, Helena.
this is me telling you.
Hang on, Frank. I don't think it's right. Now, and you know me, I'm not politically correct. But I wouldn't slap Helena on the bottom and say, what's the story? Are we having a good day today, Helena? And slap her on the bottom. First of all, she'd probably knock me out.
I would.
Yes. And secondly, I wouldn't expect her not to be happy about that.
Oh, look, what I'm saying is, right, it was a bit of banter between you and the war girl, right?
But can I clarify, it wasn't me, it was John and Accounts.
John and Accounts, right? John and Accounts. Now, listen, for all we know, John and Accounts probably just says to this girl.
John and Accounts didn't slap her on the bottom. He just asked her out and told her that he had feelings for her.
Right, let's just call her Susie, right?
Susie, right, okay.
Yeah. And John said, how are you, Susie? What's the story with, do you want to get a pint one of the days and we'll have a little drink and we go for a bag of chips, right?
Yeah.
What's the story with that? We'll have a bit of crack, right?
Yeah, I have feelings.
Ooh, I'm married and all. Ooh. Instead of being over the moon with that, Noel, a compliment.
Oh, my God.
Helena, what are you laughing at?
Because it's just so funny that you're saying, you know, that just because John and Accounts decided that this woman is worthy of his affection, that she should be delighted by it.
Well, I wouldn't say delighted, but I'm saying, like, be happy that someone has shown an interest in you.
Look, I'm okay with a bit of, like, I'm not kind of this feminist who doesn't agree with flirting, okay? Or that a woman can't speak up for herself. But I'm just saying, when you mentioned the slap on the bottom, that's what got me frustrated.
Look, a little slap on the bottom is no harm, Helena. If it's done, like, in the proper context.
What context is a slap on the bottom, okay?
Obviously, you get to. I'm not saying you just walk down the road.
I don't know, Frank, if you've been watching the news around the world lately, but there's a lot of men being in a lot of trouble for a slap on the bottom.
Yeah, that happened years ago, Noel. Like, it's terrible carrying on.
Can I just mention one thing as well? John and Accounts is a fake, fictitious character.
And so is Susie.
I know there's John and Accounts around there going, I didn't do it. I just slapped her on the bum.
We don't have a John and Accounts.
There's a Susie Hot Lips there as well, and she's saying, like, that wasn't me.
So basically you think she's been a bit of a drama queen. She should have been just happy that it happened. And should she tell her husband?
No. For what? She's going to stress him out. She'd be going home stressing him out for what? Stuff you don't know is never going to harm you.
Oh, well, stay there for a second because James, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, James?
How's it going, man?
There was me thinking Frank was going to be the voice of reason here.
Tell you, man.
Yeah, would you tell your partner?
I would.
Would you?
I would.
So if Susie came over to you in work and said, you know, James, I've watched you over the last year in work and I find myself very attracted to you, James, and I think I have feelings for you. Would you be interested in going out for dinner?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that being flat. It doesn't mean you have to take up on the offer.
Right, okay. So would you go home and tell your missus?
Yeah, well, I'd say a lady asked me out in the office. Just, I'd say future, you know, because I say if it comes out in the future, and it's kind of like, when you tell me, that's really inappropriate. You know, like, it creates more doubt around the situation rather than just being open and honest from the get-go, especially with someone you work with that you see on a daily basis.
There you go, Frank. So James is being honest with his missus.
No, James, that's what has the world the way it is today, is this open and really crap.
No, well, I tell you, with lads like yourself, that when they're a bit fired, I sort of gave them the reason to push back.
No, but you see, you're all little metrosexuals today, going around telling your partner everything. What would you be telling your partner that carrying on for, having a deal and having a being paranoid?
Yeah, well, hence why most of the marriages in the 60s and 70s failed.
All women today, James, all young ones and girls today, they're all drama queens. They love a bit of drama.
There's some narcissists out there, and I say that's more social media orientated. I think most of them are very big-headed, you know.
James, I can't understand why you'd rush home to your wife or your parents.
Susie Hot Lips,
come on to me there today and walk. Why would you do that?
Because in the future, if she finds out, and let's say a Christmas party, right? She's there, and another co-worker comes over and goes, oh, what do you think of such and such, asking them, how did you feel about that? And then I started looking at you like, what do you mean? They asked you, what?
Yeah, and you just never told me. Don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, and then also you build a lie on a lie. That's my point. I'd rather just future-proof.
You wipe your hands of the what happened there and then, and you move on.
I suppose the last time you were on the show, you were saying you're undressing your neighbour with your eyes, so, you know, I don't really know how much respect you have for your marriage.
What harm is undressing your neighbour with your eyes?
No, well, you were basically making a moron out of your wife on the radio, you know, disregarding her. Well, it's grand because everyone's got poops and giggles out of you.
Yeah, that's brilliant. At your wife's expense. You want to tell your partner, if you want to tell your partner and cause mayhem with your partner and stress your partner out,
well, then you're dealing with somebody who's suffering with paranoia. Okay, my partner doesn't really suffer with that. I could tell her she trusts me. She's like, yeah, well, you wouldn't have told me if you didn't want to do anything. You would have.
But are you only telling her, here's the thing, James, this is what has me interested now. Are you only telling her because you feel you might get caught in the future? Or are you telling her because you genuinely want to be honest with your partner?
Well, one, it's honesty in the relationship. We always tell each other everything. Like, it's like when she was there before.
No, I agree with that part. But what I'm saying, it seems to me like you said that what happens at the Christmas party if someone comes over and says, are you all right with your woman having a go at Susie having a go at him? But the point is, you seem to be only telling her because you're afraid it might come out.
No, well, future-proofing would be the main point, of course.
Yeah, so that's not the right reason to tell her then, is it?
With honesty also. Like, if that lady wants to be honest with her husband, she should be 100% honest if that's the kind of relationship they have. Some people have relationships where they like to pretend things didn't happen so, you know, we can carry on normal. Some people air their doors out in the open, you know, overcome it and move on. And, like, it's not even a big thing. Some guy asked her out. She said no. I said, done. Like, what's the issue? It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, it's not a big deal, obviously. No, it isn't. And I don't think the guy should get into trouble for it either.
Right, my partner was out previously, about 2-3 years ago, and some guy came up and tried to gobsmack her. You know what gobsmacking is?
No, what's gobsmacking?
He tried to just kiss her. He came up and just literally tried to jump at her. And my sister was standing right next to her, so, you know, I know it's truth.
Right, so how did you react to that?
I was sort of like, well, then I was taken back, and then I was like, well, what did you do? Should I pull back?
Right, but did you want to go out and kill him?
Well, you see, people do this shit when they're out and about. Like, they come on to each other. It's up to the person who was supposed to have loyalties to respond correctly, no?
Yeah. I did. And I think this girl responded correctly by saying, I'm not interested, I'm married, thanks very much indeed. So should that be just the end of it then? Or should she go further and tell her husband?
Well, probably going further. Like, I think it is kind of a thing, like, if somebody asks you out, especially a co-worker, your partner should have a right to know. I would tell mine to do the same for me.
Do they have a right to know, Frank?
I don't know, Noel. No, really, I don't. Like, I mean, if the chap only asked the girl out, yeah?
That's all, yeah.
That's all?
Well, he said he had feelings for her.
Yeah. She should have just brushed it off and said, well, look, well, I'm happily married or I'm with a partner.
Well, she did do that, yeah. She did do that.
Yeah, instead of making a big bleeding drama about it. And going home telling a partner, I think, is adding worse. It's making it worse.
Well, I don't know about making it worse, but certainly going online and posting it on Mum's.
Yeah, it's making it worse.
James is a bit dramatic, isn't it?
It's making it worse.
I think she should. I probably disagree with you, Frank, and I agree with James in the sense that you should absolutely mention it in conversation to your partner. But because that's what honesty
future is about. Future proofing.
I don't agree with the future proofing part because that insinuates you're only telling them because you don't want to get into trouble in the future. But in saying that, you know, James, I do think it's a bit dramatic to be going online and posting about it. That there's a bit of attention seeking going on here.
Of course, yeah. Well, I agree with that. Now, my point was just, should she go tell her partner? I think she should. The online thing's a bit dramatic. Like, she tell the world, but not her partner.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, says Noel, I think Frank is right. There's nothing wrong with a little slap on the bottom. If a girl gave me a slap on the bottom at work, I wouldn't be offended by it or upset by it. What is it about women being so upset by these things? Well, they have a right to be upset about it if it's not welcome, I suppose. Hi, Noel. The same thing happened with my wife a few years ago. She came home and told me, honestly, honesty is the best policy, says Darren Hogan from Limerick.
Good man, Darren.
Yeah, well, she came home and told him that one of the lads in work, John from accounts, was, you know, making a pass at her.
And the poor chap never slept. He probably didn't sleep for a month thinking about it, Noel.
Yeah, but that's somebody who has deeper issues, no? Right, that's so, it. Like, if somebody reacts like that, it marks as a about that individual than it does the partner, to be honest.
Well, we don't know what way. This is what I'm saying, James. You might be able to deal with things, but other people mightn't be able to deal with things.
Okay, I've got to take a quick break. Keep texting. Well, you've heard kind of both sides, well, one extreme to the other there. Should she tell the husband that somebody in work is flirting with her? Frank, there's a lot of people giving out about you saying it's all that you think it's all right to slap a woman on the bottom.
What's wrong with them?
Opened a whole can of worms now.
What is bleeding wrong with them?
Because you're not meant to do that.
Okay, then. Well, forget the slapping on the bottom, then.
Right, but you wouldn't mind an L slap on the bottom every now and again.
I'd love it, Noel. I'd love it.
Particularly from the neighbour down the road who you undress with your eyes on a daily basis.
From anybody.
Even from me. Darren, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Darren?
Hi, Noel. How you doing?
Good. I mean, Frank said no, you don't tell the partner because all you're doing is opening up a whole can of worms and you're just going to go down that road.
I disagree. I mean, the same thing happened, you say, with myself and my wife a couple of years ago. She was working in a factory and this guy was kind of following her around and asking her out and slipping her foot.
What, like Lionel Richie? Following around like Lionel Richie? Hello?
That's stalking.
Hello? Yeah, go on. So he was following her around.
He was following her around, then asking her out and slipping his phone number into her bag and whatever else. And she came home and she told me what was going on. And just basically, we were in a good relationship. We both trust each other. We know there's nothing untoward going on.
And how did you feel about that?
I was happy that she actually felt that she could come home and talk to me and tell me about it. I mean, I knew that she'd never do anything like.
Right, but he was slipping phone numbers into her bag.
Yeah.
Right. I'm assuming she threw the phone number away then, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He wasn't a looker, Noel.
She was?
He wasn't a looker, Noel.
He wasn't a looker?
No. If he had been a looker, Noel, she'd have been gone like a light.
I don't think so. She seemed to like Darren.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. So, Darren, did you want to go out and kill him? Not literally, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Just, I mean, look, I was angry, I was pissed off about it, like. But
did he know that she did? Did he know she was already hooked up? Like,
yes, she told him that she was married, like, and she had no interest, you know.
Right, but he still went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
And was he married? Was he married?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Oh, right, that could be complicated if he was married too.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. I mean, no harm done there. I have to be honest, Frank. Darren was a happy man that his wife was honest with him.
No, fair play. Works for some people.
Yeah, didn't work for you, but...
It didn't work for poor old Johnny in accounts either.
No, it didn't. It didn't. He's all over the internet and he's now being discussed on the radio. Him and Susie, whatever.
And speaking of Lionel Richie, Noel, I mean, that's... I love going up to girls and saying that to girls.
Hello?
No, I love going up and saying to them, you remind me of Lionel Richie. And they're there, what you mean? And then I just give them the little grin and I go, all night long.
you're such a creep, Frank. You really are. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Niamh?
Hi, Niamh.
How you doing, Niamh? Niamh.
How are you, Niamh?
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with Frank.
You agree with Frank?
I never caught those words come out of my mouth.
Oh, James.
In a way, hang on, I'm going to clarify it now.
What, you agree with Frank that it's all right to slap women on the bottom?
Erase the smacking on the bottom bit. Let's forget that.
Okay.
Let's forget the Benny Hill moment. Frank, forget this. I think, right, that she handled it really well, right? So she said, look, I'm married. And it sounds like Johnny from accounts backed off.
Yep.
Now, she goes home and tells the husband, right? She didn't do anything wrong. She's nothing to apologise for, right? So what happens then the next time she has to work late? Is the poor husband sitting at home thinking, is Johnny working late?
My point exactly, Niamh.
And it's not that she doesn't trust her.
So you believe it encourages jealousy?
Jealousy is a very natural emotion. And no matter how strong your relationship is, if you really love your partner, then...
But then, now, see, now, Niamh, I'm shocked at you. The voice of reason, Niamh, and you're now telling me what she doesn't know is not going to hurt her. Or him.
But what he doesn't know is that she did nothing wrong.
Yeah, but no, she did nothing wrong. You're right. She did nothing wrong. But in saying that,
he did nothing wrong either. He just asked her out for a drink. Oh God, I'm agreeing with Frank. Ooh. But he actually just asked her.
He told her he had feelings for her.
Ah, do you know what? Maybe he
was kind of perving on her a little bit.
Well, maybe he was, but you know, she didn't know. And at the end of the day, nothing happened. She was the married one. We don't know about Johnny from account. So she was the married one. She said, "Look, I'm married. I've got a good relationship." She goes home and tells the husband. Right, she still has to work with Johnny from accounts every single day.
If there's a woman listening today who has a husband named Johnny who works in accounts, she's got to be shitting herself.
Well, of course, his husband, he's going to be.
Yeah, I wonder if Johnny from accounts is married, by the way. That's a whole other ball game, isn't it?
I wish he'd said. I wish people give proper information if they're going to bother.
Yeah, it's on Mumsnet. If anybody wants to look at it, it's on Mumsnet. We haven't touched it or edited it or anything like that, so I don't know.
As I said before, there's no harm in looking. Serious.
There's no harm in her receiving compliments. It's nice to receive compliments.
Of course it's nice to receive compliments.
That's fine. You turn around, you say, "Sorry, I'm married, but look, I'm flattered. Thanks very much." Now, but in conversation, I'm not saying she runs home or gets straight on the phone to her husband, but in conversation, is it not right that in an honest relationship, she should turn around to her husband and say, "Oh, by the way, you know, one of the lads in work actually asked me out for dinner. I did obviously explain to him I'm married, you know, and he's gone, he's backed off. Grand. Everything grand."
Well, she has to ask herself how she's going to feel if her husband came home and told her the same thing. Yeah. So would she feel comfortable?
I think women react differently to those things than men, to be honest with you.
Maeve, I could imagine, I can hear the conversation with that girl now before she went online. She was on to her friends. And she was there going, "Oh, he's after coming on to me and all." And then the other one is there going, "I'll go home and tell her. He'll tell him to be murder. He'll kill him and all to be murder." And they'd be blowing things out, everything out. Blowing it all out. Drama. They just love drama.
We don't know the conversation that went on between Johnny and Susie. So if Johnny just said, "Do you want to go out for a drink sometime?"
Wait, right? Susie, what department is Susie in, by the way? We haven't given her a department yet.
Oh, she's HR, she sounds like.
She's HR. HR, all right, okay.
Oh, that's HR.
She's probably in mental health.
She's in HR, okay, so Johnny from accounts and Susie from HR. All right, go on. Yeah.
They sit across from each other, so Johnny's been watching. And look, all Johnny did was ask her out. I have feelings for you. I made that for
Yeah, but it was it was kind of bad form for him to ask somebody out who he works with, who he obviously knows she's married. It's a bit of bad form, isn't it?
He's an idiot. But at the end of the day, she said no. So what?
How would you feel, Niamh, if you were... Now, I know you're not with your partner anymore, right? But you were, right? Okay, and you were very much in love at one stage, right? Okay, so... unless you're back with him again. Are you back with him again?
Yeah.
Oh, stop right
now. Ah, Niamh, you're not...
Leave her alone. All right, so... you're very much in love, right? How would you feel if your partner came home and said, "Listen, you know, Susie from HR... Hot Lips Susie came over today and asked me out for dinner."
I say to him,
"What?
When you go, I'll have remote control to myself." No. I'd say, "Look, what did you say to her?" And he'd say, "What, Susie from accounts?"
Yeah, I told her I have a partner. Yeah.
Have a partner, not interested. I said, "Fair enough, no."
Yeah, would you not be then thinking to yourself, "Well, I'll sort
of exactly no.
See, now to hear what Helena just said to me here. Hang on, Helena, say that in my ear again. What did you just say in my ear?
"I'd hate Susie."
And there's your problem.
See what I mean?
Every single time he was 10 minutes late home.
Yeah.
So Helena, if Rory came home tonight and said that Mary, that Mary around the corner who works with him.
Can I just say, if there is a Mary on Rory's road, you're also fictitious.
The Mary who works with him asked him out to dinner. And, you know, obviously he said, "No, I'm with Helena a long time. I'm only going out to dinner with you." And she said, "But I have feelings for you, Rory." How would you feel?
I wouldn't be angry at Rory. I'd be like, "Fair play, okay. That happened." But
would it be a scorpy head on you?
I would hate Mary.
But would you have a scorpy head on you?
I wouldn't be overly excited about the situation.
See, poor old Rory would feel the brunt of it, wouldn't he?
No, I wouldn't have a go at Rory for that. It's not his fault if someone asked about.
But Helena, would you agree with me that it's unnecessary stress?
Yeah, I do and I don't, Frank, and I'll tell you why. I agree that I, you know, maybe I don't necessarily need to know, but if I found out from someone else down the line, I would be really annoyed. So I kind of hope you tell me.
I don't think they'd find out. I mean, unless Johnny from accounts was telling his mates that he was rebuffed.
Well, I'll see there. Let me go to Ollie as well before I go to the break. Ollie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Ollie?
How are you, Noel?
Oh, this is turning into the conversation of the nation now.
I don't know what all the fuss is about.
I know. Should Susie
Thanks,
tell
Ollie.
Her husband?
Thanks, Ollie.
We have to give her husband a name. I have to give her husband a name. His name is Patrick. Should Eddie. Susie tell Patrick?
No. He didn't do anything wrong.
What?
He has to get out for a drink.
Yeah.
He didn't commit murder. She said no.
Yeah, but she's married.
I stopped by the girl one day that grabbed me by the
ghoulies.
Yeah. And I was home and I said it to Mrs. and she laughed.
Yeah, I the same thing happened to me at a listener party in Limerick. I had a girl come up to me and a listener, a radio station, straight in front of me, grabbed me by the ghoulies and said, I've always wanted to do that, Niall Boylan.
Now, could you imagine, Niall, if we did that?
Oh, I'd be in jail. But I did tell my partner about it and she thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, like nowadays, you can't even put your hand on a woman's shoulder and they're crying. Oh,
good man, Ollie. Good man.
It's up with them. He asked her for a drink.
Yeah, he did. He asked her for a drink, yeah, but he knew she was married, Ollie.
And what? So what? She said no.
Ah, but then you can't know. You're bordering on somebody else's territory.
Hold on, Noel, now, but funny enough. Hold on a minute, Noel.
Yeah.
You ask your mates, do they want to go for a drink any time? And what's wrong with asking a girl out for a drink? You see, you're a hug leads to something else with you.
Are you thinking it's all right just because it's okay to ask your mate to go out, your male mate to go out for a drink, it's okay to ask some strange fella's wife to go out for a drink?
Would you stop?
Niamh, I mean, you listen to these two idiots.
Hang on,
Ollie and Frank, hold on there for a second. Sorry, go ahead, Niamh.
This is taking a molehill and turning it into Everest. Johnny asked Susie out for a drink. Susie was the married one, so Susie said no. Now Susie wants to go home and ruin Patrick's life by making him paranoid every single time that she's 10 minutes late home from work. Oh, is Johnny giving her a lift home? What's going on with Johnny? And eventually Johnny will become this big elephant in the room.
Yeah.
There you go. My point exactly.
Yeah, what about the Christmas party?
That'll be great.
Don't invite Patrick to the Christmas party.
It's a Christmas party. It's on in D2, by the way.
And there's another thing, Noel. Your partner shouldn't be going to the Christmas party.
Yeah, all right. Now you have another kind of worm. Your partner shouldn't be going to Christmas parties.
No, they don't walk there.
That's been invited.
I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
We don't get invited.
Yeah, but the only reason you generally don't... Well, the only reason companies generally don't invite partners is for financial reasons.
Yeah, because they're
No, it's not.
Why, Ollie? Would you bring your partner to a Christmas party? To the work?
I would. Yeah. But Noel,
you're only saying that because you're on the radio, Ollie, and you're terrified she's listening.
No. Noel, if that girl had gone for a drink with him, would she be on texting the show saying, oh, this fella asked me to go out for a drink? No, she wouldn't.
After a couple of gin and tonics, she'd be doing terrible things and she wouldn't know nothing out about it.
It wouldn't be just Johnny from accounts. Say there for a second, please, lads. Somebody says, Noel, I don't think this conversation is one bit funny. Clearly, Frank is a misogynist.
I go along with that, Noel.
You can always complain to the broadcasting authority. They'd love to hear from you. Somebody else says, a female says, don't tell him unless you're looking for drama, which she might very well be, says Anna. Another person says, hi, Noel, would it be okay to ask Lena out for a drink? Well, I don't think so. I don't think Rory would be too bad. If you want to come on here and ask Lena out for a drink, you're fine. You do that. I think she's going to refuse you. Donal, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Donal?
Well, Niall, how are you going on?
Good, Donal. You've been watching the Little House in the Prairie today.
I'm not. I'm drawing about today now, and I'm not going to give all Dublin people no more. I'm up here in the big smoke.
What are you doing in Dublin? Did you have a passport?
I didn't. I went walking down to Bray along the Slit Stage. I love walking, you see.
They're not really Dublin people.
I won't stay here long because I'd only pick up something.
You were in Dublin. You're in Bray.
Well, I started in Dublin, but I didn't stay long there because you know what they're like up there. They don't even say hello or anything to me. yeah.
Yeah, no, the people of Bray, we had to let go of them a while ago, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, we just, they're not ours. We're not responsible for them.
I never, that N50, they're all sitting in their cars looking with sad heads on them.
Yeah, well,
paying for it.
Paying for the privilege.
Oh, I'm so happy to be in country.
Look, okay, getting back to you, you heard what Frank said, and Niamh and Ollie as well. They're all saying, don't say a word.
No, sure, you're only, what do I know, one harm? I'm like, what's the point?
But good man, is, Donald, good
but
man.
But the main thing is keep it in the pants, though.
Keep it in the pants.
Yeah, don't work on it. Like, if you work on it, then, you know what I mean?
Don't let the tiger out of the cage.
Well,
that's it.
But
yeah.
Well, hang on. Nobody has suggested at any point in this conversation today that anything would be is removed from pants.
Well, I'm only putting
it...
No,
yeah, Donald, it was a drink.
Yeah, it's a daytime radio show, Donald. We don't discuss that kind of stuff on daytime radio in case Molly Clears listen.
Right, if everyone was honest, right?
Yeah.
Everybody likes to be... flirting with, and everybody likes a compliment.
Well, everybody, we as human beings, we do crave a little bit of attention.
Of course we do. Why would you otherwise go out and dress up like a tramp? I mean, why do women put on makeup and look nice going out? Because they like to look nice.
Well, for themselves as well, yeah. Niamh, do you look for attention?
No, I don't look for attention.
Donald, you don't put on makeup, do you? Niamh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Niamh, do you go out looking for attention?
About looking for it, but I mean, there's no harm if somebody.
Niamh, I'd say you look good in a black plastic bag.
That's only because I agreed to being a charm.
See what you're doing now, Frank? You're actually flirting with a married, well, I'm practically married woman
look
in there.
And I'm not doing any harm, am I, Niamh?
Frank, I'll be telling him when he comes home, so watch your back, right?
Yeah, I tell you one thing, Frank, you're a cheap date, that's all you want to buy is a plastic bag.
No, I said she'd look well in a plastic bag, Donald.
You're all mad, I swear to God.
Well, listen, Noel.
Poor old Ollie's going to crash the car there, I swear to God, he just is.
No, I'm saying him today. I have to say today, now normally I am right, Noel, you know that.
No, I don't know that.
But I have to say today, Noel, I really think that the support for me there today is way up there.
Oh, it is.
Thanks.
Yeah, by the way, somebody just texted in and they said, this is better than EastEnders. Tune in. Oh, excuse me. Tune in next week. Huh? I'm nearly dying here. Tune in next week to find out what Patrick did. Donald, what do you reckon Patrick's reaction is going to be to this?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I mean, if his missus comes home and says that, you know, Johnny in accounts was having a go at her, what do you think Patrick's reaction is going to be, her husband?
Well, you see, men are more jealous than women.
Do you think so?
Oh, they do. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, because, like, I'll put this right, yeah. For most men to go out with a woman, they don't even have to like them. And that's a fact, like, but a woman has to like it. See, there's feelings when a woman does it, like, and men know that, like.
I think it would be worse. I think if your wife came home and said, you know, Mick, you know, John from accounts was flirting with me, but I think if the husband came home and said, you know, Susie in sales... was flashing herself at me today and flirting. I think the wife would be like, did she now? I'll sort her out.
Well, first of all, you're giving up. You're...
Sorry, Ollie.
I'm on the job there.
Oh, everyone wants to know where this office is, by the way. There seems to be a certain amount of shenanigans going on in it.
Oh, God. Well, I was never flashed at. I don't know where you're coming up with this flashing at.
Well, you know, she was maybe trying to look a little bit alluring.
Noel.
Yeah,
Noel.
Sorry, Frank.
Noel.
Yeah.
My walk here is done.
Right, Frank.
I have to go.
Okay, Frank.
See you, Niamh.
See you, Frank.
Bye. See you, everybody. See you, Ollie. And I'll see you good night or good day. Thanks very much indeed, Niamh, as well. And Donald, everybody got involved in that conversation. Right, loads of people texting in. Somebody says, my partner keeps being hit on while I'm with her. Jeepers. That says more about you than her, to be honest with you. No, in all seriousness. Every time that you-know-what is on the show, the same shite out of his mouth. Why even let him on? Because he's funny. Get over it. Lighten up. Go back to bed, will you? You obviously got out the wrong side. Now, what does Frank look like? He's a legend. I love him. Give him his own show. My other person says, my wife told me a fella came on to her at work. I was livid. So I went down to her work and I broke his white stick and kicked his dog, Simon, in Cork. Simon, you were obviously trying to make a joke out of it, obviously, and your wife... is very distraught now. She's listening and thinks that you don't love her that much anymore. All right.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.